Welcome to the Diamonds and Pearls podcast for the woman who's creating her own path to freedom, walking in her sovereignty and creating an impact using her intuitive gifts. We will chat divine feminine energy, aligning with your purpose, and connecting with women who are here to serve as a leader and create an impact in the collective consciousness. My name is Jessica Shugart, and I'll be your host, and I'm so happy to have you part of this sisterhood, this collective, where we can rise up together. So if you're ready, let's dive right in. What's up, beautiful souls? Welcome to a new episode of the Diamonds and Pearls podcast. I am so pumped about this conversation today we're going to be having. We're going to dive into yoga, Reiki, and connecting to the divine. Such a powerful conversation, just real talk that we're going to do, and just giving you the opportunity to have these deep conversations, giving us this opportunity. So I hope you enjoyed this episode so much. I want to share with you. So let's just dive in. So just to honor your time, a couple things I wanted to share is, if you haven't heard, I started my yoga teacher training in the beginning, well, probably like the end of summer, so around August. So going into my second month of a intensive yoga program. And so I've been on this journey of awakening, you know, learning more about yoga. So if you have been following me for some time, you know that yoga has been part of my life, and maybe I haven't shared so much of it, in past years, but this past year you might see me a lot at yoga, right? So I'm actually working at a yoga studio doing my Reiki sessions now, which is amazing. I absolutely love the space, and such a gift to transition right out of my space that I was doing my sessions at home for some time. I still do work from home a lot, but have a beautiful space that I can do my actual Reiki sessions at now. And yeah, so I've been on this path of really deepening my practice. And it's been really beautiful. It's been challenging. And I made a decision to, you know, be an instructor, to go through the program, and not really had intentions of being an instructor, really. I was just wanting to go through the program. And I guess it didn't click to me, like, at the time, that I was going to be a yoga teacher. And I was really more open to just being part of, you know, the program and learning the philosophy around yoga and all the practices that it entails. So it's been really amazing. I am learning way more than I thought. And so much has come up, you guys, during this process. So it's been very interesting. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee. I have my coffee. Like, I have the vibe here all set up. I have my candle and my Palo Santo. I'm actually going to light this candle up here. I meant to do that when he started. I love the vibe. Setting up the vibe is really important. Just saying. Whenever we're doing any type of, like, training or modules, or I'm teaching, always the environment is always such an important thing for me. So I like to have it very clean and minimal, and, you know, just having a space where it just feels high vibe and clean, right? So removing any clutter and just having my water, my coffee, all the things, right? So that was completely off topic, but we're going to just continue talking about yoga. Let me take a sip of my coffee. So many different layers of yoga that has, you know, that I've been learning, the philosophy of it, the physical part of it, the spiritual part of it, and also just the parts of me actually being in the program in itself, like the things that have been coming up for me. So I took some notes here on just some things I wanted to share, and I put a post on my Instagram stories not too long ago and asking if you guys wanted to hear, or you ladies and gentlemen wanted to hear more about my process and, like, what it's been like since I've joined and, or, you know, been in the program. So that's why I'm doing this. And you guys said yes, you wanted to share, you wanted to learn more. And I've been sharing. If you're not following me over on Instagram, you can follow me at Jessica Shugart. And I actually been posting a lot of pictures and videos and just my process of me learning and just sharing with you, right, as I'm going through this process. So even with here, this is what I'm doing, is that I'm actually sharing with you and processing for myself the things that I'm learning and just sharing it with you. So hopefully these things resonate. Let me know what sticks out for you, how it relates and what doesn't, and or if any questions you have, you can just screenshot this episode, tag me over on Instagram or on Facebook, and I would love to, you know, have this conversation. So with that being said, let's go back into yoga. So the different parts of yoga, you know, so let me start first with the asanas, right? So the asanas are the poses that we learn in yoga. I almost said Reiki. yoga has these beautiful ancient poses, right? And practices that have been carried down for so long, right? We have this beautiful book that we are learning to take all the poses and just define them in Sanskrit, and just understanding like the meaning behind each pose. So, you know, for my own self, I've done a lot of work on body image, right? So, being my authentic self, you know, being tall, being 5'10", and just having these different stories and experiences that I've carried subconsciously in my own path, really kind of were coming up for me, like as I was doing a lot of my practices in the training. You know, I know many tall girls sometimes struggle with like feeling like they have to fit in, so they kind of shrink their body, you know, their size, so that they can fit in with everyone else. So there goes that poor posture of not really standing in your power, right? Shoulders back and really confident in that, who you are, right? And there's so much beauty in this, and this relates to everybody, right? We have so many beautiful sizes, so many different shapes, and often we compare ourselves, right? So I found myself like in this space of comparison for some time, like comparing my instructor, comparing other women, and just being like, why can't I do that? Or why can't I do that, right? And they can do this and I can't do that. So it's just like that piece of comparison. And so it's just funny how sometimes these things show up like in our actual embodiment in our day-to-day. And it's really important to kind of just tune in and notice these triggers that may come up for you. And it's just a gentle, like in a gentle way, noticing them and holding yourself in compassion and saying, I see you. Like, I know that sometimes it feels weird, you know, that I know that in the past you've experienced this before, right? But the beautiful thing is that we don't need to hold on to these stories anymore, right? We get to rewrite our story. We get to proclaim our truth today. So maybe in the past, people maybe have said things to you about your body size, or maybe even to yourself, you've said things to you, to yourself, that, you know, that you're not thin enough, you're not in shape enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not smart enough, like all the things that we as women and men, I'm sure, also, we have that competitive energy, right? We want to, I know I'm very much like that. My dad was always he taught me to just be the best, right? And that's beautiful. So it's really, though, also about our intention, right? We want to, you know, push the ego aside, because sometimes we have to, you know, it's not like we take things personal, you know, and we start to like categorize things and compartmentalize. Is that the word? Yes, compartmentalize. You know, just experiences that we're going through in our life, right? And they just define who we are. So in that sense, right, we can have a competitiveness, but also knowing that, you know, it's okay to not have it all together. It's okay to not be perfect, right? It's okay to have that compassion for ourselves, right? Because sometimes our upbringings are beautiful things that really mold us into the person that we are, and that's gorgeous, right? But we don't want them to hinder us and also to affect our relationships today and growth and really being humble or just being open to, you know, learning about other people and being around other people, right? So it's one thing to, and, you know, this is another thing I wanted to share too. It's like, if you're on the online space, I want to encourage you to go out and do things too out that are not in the online space, because there's so much to learn, right? It's really out of the comfort zone. Sometimes we get so caught into our routines and habits. And that's something that was coming up for me, was that I wasn't feeling this like disconnect. I love doing things online. And, you know, I was talking to my girls recently on my online program that we just finished for the summer. Shout out to my girls anyway. That was such an amazing program. I just wrapped up a summer program. It's called my Summertime Glow-In Program. And we met, and every month, every week, we had different modules. Guys, I'm so sorry. The words are not coming out. We had different modules. We met for support calls. And they were just amazing. And we just really talked about feminine leadership, about our roles, and, you know, where we're feeling called and guided in our paths, right? And sometimes where we're being guided is not, doesn't look like what other people are doing, right? So we have a lot of transition, a lot of times where we are evolving, right? So really tuning into where we're being guided, how we can start creating those shifts and taking action on our desires, right? Or maybe even pulling back, right? So there's a lot of that flow that we have to kind of navigate, right? So I was sharing with my girls, you know, I said for me, I was feeling like this pull to really step back a little bit, right? So doing more in-person events, I've transitioned so much into doing a lot of that. And I love it so much. I love the opportunity to be around other people. And I feel really grateful that I've had the opportunity and the space to do that, right? So it's been a growing experience for me, you know, to really be more sensitive and more open to other people and learning their personalities and just seeing others in their light, right? Just like, you know, I see that light in me and see the light in them as well. So it's a challenge. And one of my mentors says it's a practice, right? We're never going to master yoga. And that's the same thing with life, right? We're never going to master these things. Like we're always going to be learning and stretching, especially if you're on this path of professional development, of growth, right? If you're committed to you, to this work, we're always going to be challenged, right, in this path, in this journey. So we want to really honor this process. We want to, you know, trust ourselves in this process. And it gets to be a beautiful journey, right? It gets to be a beautiful path. And I lost my train of thought. So, so just honoring yourself, right? Like wherever it is that you are, and not comparing yourself. So, okay, so let me look at my notes here because I was just rambling on here. I hope this is resonating with you girls. And, you know, there's a lot of noise out there. So always staying tuned to your voice is important. But understanding how to work with people and how to be around others is a lifelong skill, right? So, you know, the best way that we learn through these experiences is being in it. And sometimes it's, I know I can be very introverted, but also very extroverted. So sometimes it's uncomfortable, right? We're putting out of our comfort zone to do things that stretch us, that feel weird. And we're just like, ooh, right? It's like your ego's like, I don't want to do this. Like, this feels so uncomfortable. I'm not familiar with this. Or maybe you are and you've had experiences in the past where you've been hurt and you don't want to be hurt, right? So I see you so much in that. So it's really about being grounded, coming back, checking in with yourself, nurturing yourself, maybe doing some inner child work. You know, I've been saying this beautiful Ho'opono prayer. Just, I'm sorry. I love you. Please forgive me. Thank you. And just really checking in with myself and loving on myself and giving my little girl what she needs, right? So there's so much healing that can happen in this process, but we just need to be open to it and just stay, you know, open to growth and forgiveness and love and just understanding other people. So All right, so let's dive into the next thing. So the trigger. So we have those triggers about the body that was coming up for me and loving myself, knowing that it's perfect for me to be tall. I don't have to do my practice how other people are doing it, right? How that, see how this relates to our life. So check in, see what's coming up for you in your life, right? Where are you finding resistance? Where are you feeling like you're struggling to fit in, right? So check in to your daily practices and your embodiment and your habits and your thoughts that come up. So, you know, even on my mat, I've been using blocks and I'm just like, okay, this is cool. Like this is, I haven't really done that before consistently with my practice, but I feel confident in doing it. And the more I embody it, I get more confidence in myself and my practice. And I just love my practice, right? That's the goal. We want to love our life. We want to love and appreciate who we are at our core and honor that and own that, right? Because it's amazing. You're individual, you're beautiful, you're strong. You have so much to offer that no one else has. So just really learning how to cultivate that beautiful confidence and love for yourself is going to be so key here. Okay, and second thing I want to talk about is I had some triggers, you know, like with church and singing, and we've been really diving into mantras and song and opening up the heart. And oh my gosh, you guys, I was like, whew, I got really emotional because for me being brought up in a very religious upbringing, there was a lot around like that church type ceremony, you know, like singing and everything. And I was really involved in my youth group. I used to love singing. I had like solos at church and it was just such an awesome experience to be able to use my gifts and to share and sing. And I was also on the drama team. So many different things. And I kind of put that to the side. You know, I don't do so much of the acting or the singing, and something was ignited within me that I love to sing, like, and I want to sing. So I've been playing my guitar, actually been learning that, and I started to sing and chant more mantras, and there's a goddess that I'm working with. Her name is Saraswati, and I just feel so connected to her right now as far as, like, being in yoga and practicing music and really tapping more into my gifts and tapping more into my practices and speaking. And it's so funny because that's the one thing I feel I really want to work on is improving my speech and speaking in my classes with my, you know, my students and speaking in general, like at events or just in life, right? I want to be a better speaker. And so I just felt really connected to her, and it's been really beautiful to let go of these stories again of like the past of, yeah, so things happened in the church, things happened before, and I don't need to hold on to that. And I thought I had moved through all this already. Guys, I've been doing so much work around healing my relationship to God and the church and just being my authentic self, right? So, and being the black sheep, being the one that always did things differently, right? So I'm sure you can relate to that if you're on that path. So, you know, using your voice to express and just do what feels aligned for you, and then moving out of the things and moving into something new is beautiful. You don't have to stay there, right? I know sometimes we feel like, oh, I have to be at or stay in this space, right? Because that's where I'm supposed to be. But we always get to transition and evolve, and I feel like it's important to honor yourself in your process. So, you know, going more into God, right? Connecting to God. I don't know if I've ever shared this story, but I was part of Spirit Junkie masterclass with Gabby Bernstein. And that actually, I want to say it was like 2014, maybe. It was a little while back. Maybe it was 2017. But I was part of the Spirit Junkie masterclass. And that program was really amazing for me at the time. I was just starting to go deeper into my spiritual path. And I never forget the first opening ceremony. I made this commitment and I was like really drawn to this program. and it was all online. And, you know, I've been following Gabby for some time and I just really loved her. And I was like, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be part of this program. There's some other people that I follow that I really resonated with her similar style, which was like Amanda Francis and Kimberly Wainya. I don't know if you guys know, girls know who that is, who she is, but she's amazing, both of them. And there were some other women that resonated with me that were already a spirit junkie. So anyway, so I went to the first opening ceremony and I literally started to cry. Like, she had played a song and everybody was just sitting and, you know, singing and meditating to the song. And I felt this beautiful connection to God, the divine. Like, I felt this beautiful energy of just love. And, you know, part of my healing was really redefining what my relationship to God was, right? So I started to search and find, and this program really helped me so much to really define that. That, you know, I also read one of Gabby's books, and that helped me heal through a lot of that. So one of the things that I had shared was, it's called, the book that I read is called May Cause Miracles. But one of the things that she had taught me was to release judgment and to really lean into love and release fear and lean into love and compassion for myself. And knowing that it's not about finding something externally, you know, finding God externally, but within, right? That I have all the answers within me and that connection to the divine within me. And I'm one with God, the divine. And so it's been a journey of me really healing and peeling back all the layers and loving myself in the process. And there's still some things I'm still always working through. But I wanted to just share that with you because it kind of connected with like what was coming up for me with triggers in the church. And so I wanted to share that with you because, you know, it can feel frustrating sometimes when you feel upset and angry with God and disconnected. And I know that that's not a really fun space to be in. But if you're there, just know, like, you can keep looking, keep searching, keep asking for guidance, and you will get that clarity, you know, that you're looking for. And if you're wanting to go deeper into this work, please reach out to me. This is the stuff I do with my clients, just helping them to really redefine their faith and find their spirituality and understand their power and understand who they are. And, you know, when we feel disconnected, it can really affect so much, right? Especially if you're wanting that and you're desiring to have that connection. Just really empowering yourself and learning about self-sovereignty, right? How you can empower yourself in your everyday life. Okay, let's go back to my notes. So kind of saying back to what I was asking for that support when I was on this path in the beginning, I really felt like God put the teachers and the healers I needed in my path to help me, right? I set the intention and then it manifested. I started to release fear and judgment and let love in and forgiveness. So let's see here what else I wrote. But I was invited to go a bit deeper in my own healing, releasing religious dogma and loving myself unconditionally. Regardless of what others may think, I can use these tools that connect me in what others, what, so either Reiki or yoga, that's my practice. Okay, so we have so many different tools and ways to connect with the divine. And Reiki, this is how we're going to kind of go into Reiki a little bit. Reiki actually has been one of those beautiful tools that has helped me connect to the divine. Just talking about it just gets me so emotional because it's been such a beautiful connection for me. Just sensing like the peace and sensing the universal support and love, and knowing that even like in a session or after a session that I have more peace, right? And knowing that God is with me and the universe is supporting me. And, you know, even though I'm the divine as well, like it's all one, we're all connected, right? So just having a beautiful practice that you can create that relationship with God, the divine, is so key. So it's going to mean something different for everyone, right? My way of connecting is going to be different than the way that you connect. We all have different ways to understanding of what the divine means to us, right? So, you know, I don't believe that there's one right way. Like, we all have different ways. And I mean, how boring, right? If we all had one way to connect to God, it'd be like, there's no individuality, right? We're all so unique and we're all so different, right? So who's to say that one person's correct and the other's wrong, right? So loving ourselves and our path and our way of connecting is beautiful, right? And just owning that, owning like our path and our truth, owning your beliefs, right? And your stories of who God is and how, you know, you're supported on your journey. So I hope this is helpful to you girls and gentlemen. And please let me know if you want me to go deeper into any of these topics. But that's just a little bit of, you know, what I've been kind of moving through. And just want to encourage you, you know, to learn from these experiences that we're moving through daily, right? Seeing them as an opportunity for growth and, you know, just being kind to yourself, right? We can really be so hard on ourselves, and it's okay to pull back if you need that time for yourself to check in, if you need time to readjust, if you need a time to say no to things that don't feel aligned for you anymore, do it. Do what feels aligned for you and your energy, your space, what you have going on in your life. You know, we're all in different levels, different spaces in our journey. And, you know, it's important to honor yourself and celebrate yourself and be yourself, right? It's so, so important. So I hope this episode was helpful to you and would love your takeaways. Please reach out. Let me know what questions you have. And I'll be diving more into yoga and sharing more about my process. And if you're interested in booking a one-on-one Reiki session with me, I am offering them as well. I'm offering them in person and also online remotely. And I'm also doing one-on-one spiritual mentorship and Reiki mentorship. And I have a Reiki retreat coming up November 4th and 5th in Corona, California. So if you're local and you want to join me, it's going to be 2 days of intense, beautiful training to prepare you to be a powerful Reiki level 1 and 2 Yusui practitioner, learning about the energy, learning how to manage your energy, learning about the Reiki symbols, how to create your own practice, your own self-healing practice, and how to just really learn how to use energy to help others if that's something that you're being guided to do. But even if you just want to learn for yourself and use the practice for yourself, that's beautiful too. So feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions, and you can also go directly to my website at jessicashugart.com and learn more details there. So thank you girls for tuning in today. I hope you have an amazing, amazing rest of your day, week, and I'll talk soon. Hey girls, if you can do me a favor and just stop what you're doing, screenshot this episode and share it with a friend. This helps me out so much, you guys, to grow my platform, get the message out, and help other women that you think would really enjoy this. Also, if you haven't had a chance to rate my podcast, you can head over to iTunes. It takes a couple seconds just to quickly leave me a review. A 5-star review would be amazing. And I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to my messages, to listen to this podcast, and really just spend time with me. It means the world to me.